Before we begin, I would like to encourage everyone to ask the Holy Spirit to put ourselves in the right attitude of prayer and to forget what we have done, what we are going to do, even though there are those distractions with little kids running around. Let us make an effort in prayer with the help of the Holy Spirit to do our prayer well. This is part of our sanctification, because with all that we are hearing about the transformation of Christ, it is the work of the Holy Spirit that helps us to pray. So I'm going to give you a brief meditation this morning so that you will have some thoughts today on Holy Saturday. And just like our Blessed Mother, who after the birth of our Lord, the miraculous birth of our Lord Jesus, it said in St. Luke 2, verse 19, and Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Today we have the image before us of the Pietà, of the most sorrowful mother, our mother. And today the church observes a day of silence. The body of Christ lies in the tomb, and the church meditates in amazement about what we have done to our Lord. She keeps silence in order to learn from the Master how to contemplate his shattered body. And so each one of us here today, my dear friends, we must join in the silence of the church and consider that we are the ones responsible for his death, that we should strive to keep our passions quiet, and also our rebellions, everything and anything that separates us from God. St. Francis of Assisi said, "Nor did demons crucify him. It is you who have crucified him and crucify him still when you delight in your vices and sins." Today, we must contemplate the heart of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And if you've never done that before, this is the moment to do that, to contemplate our Blessed Mother's Virgin heart. And it is her love that is the closest to God's love. And is the love of our Blessed Mother that cannot compare to any, and all of the greatest loves of all the best mothers in this world. When we think of Our Lady, when we think of all that we contemplated yesterday during the Passion, all of the sorrow in her heart, her whole entire life was full of suffering. And each of you have that card that was on your seat of the sorrowful mother, that each of you can, throughout this day, if you have time, to contemplate on the seven sorrows. This was a devotion that was passed to us by Saint Bridget. And so it's important for us to think about that. There are so many mothers here. All of us have mothers. Even if they have passed away, we can still remember. There are things that our mothers have said to us that stay with us when we think of their tender love. The children even here can understand. And now parents who remember, maybe all of us have heard this in our life, Don't do that. You're going to get hurt. Right? Don't do that. You're going to get hurt with a mother's love. We see this, and even amongst ourselves as humans, that heart full of love of a mother. Or if your mother was very Christian, she said, don't do that. You're going to hurt Jesus. And then sometimes we don't listen, and then we start crying like that baby, right? We fall in our sins, make a mistake, and we have to go running back to our mother who brings us to Jesus. Today, many of you here are members of the home of the mother. Let us contemplate this morning, again, as Brother Andrew, Deacon Andrew said the other day, this gift. The home of the mother is the gift which our Lord wishes to make to his mother. Today, as we look at her sorrowful heart, the heart of the mother who only wishes our salvation, we must examine our lives before the hearts of Jesus and Mary that have been pierced for our for love of us. We are contemplating his passion, his death on the cross, his blood, his divine blood, his redeeming blood. And so, today, Holy Saturday, is not a sad day, right? The Lord has conquered the devil and sin, and in a few hours, he will conquer death by means of his glorious resurrection. He has reconciled us to the Heavenly Father, and now we are children of God. So we here, each one of us, we must make resolutions that show our gratitude. This is very important, our gratitude. And be certain that we can overcome all of the obstacles and sufferings in our life of every kind if we remain closely united to Jesus in prayer and the sacrament. My friend Saint Teresa of Avila, a great mystic and saint of the church, a doctor of the church, she said, we will not learn how to love if we are not grateful. If we are not grateful. Our hearts must think of how many times we have not been thankful enough or grateful enough to Jesus, to Our Lady, to God. And that we have not exclaimed, truly, he has died for me and he gave himself up for me. I heard this example that has always helped me thinking of, and everybody can relate to this. Can you imagine if you ran out to the street and you look both ways and you said, there's no cars coming, so I'm going to cross the street. And all of a sudden there was a big Mack truck coming. And you didn't see it, but somebody did see you, and they pushed you out of the way, and they took the hit for you, and they were hit, and they got hit by the truck instead of you. What would you feel towards that person? Gratitude. Because that person saved your life. And Sister Marina went to Ecuador about a month after the earthquake where Sister Claire and the candidates died. There were so many emotions. And I can only remember when we reached Playa Prieta, I had heard the stories of how the men and all our former students, they were so brave to go and risk their lives in the midst of the tremors that were still happening during the earthquake and after the earthquake, because they had seen that our house had fallen, and they risked their lives to save all the sisters, but they saved the lives of our three sisters and the other candidates under the rubble without thinking we may lose our life. They felt such gratitude in their heart that they said, we are going to go, and we owe it to the sisters. They said that, you know, they've taught us so much about God, our faith, and with such tender care, one of our students there, he went in and he said to the others, he said, don't just start pushing the rubble out of the way because you can cause a greater havoc and the sisters could get crushed. So he said, sisters, keep talking. And he went in and he was able to save our sisters there. And you can imagine, you know, the gratefulness that we, especially the sisters, we have in our heart. When I saw that man, that young man, all I could do was say thank you to him, because I said, you saved my sisters. And I would have kissed his feet and his hands, because he had the audacity and he had the courage to go in without thinking about his life. And he was just thinking about saving our sisters. And when I think of this just very human thought that we have in our hearts, you know, you parents who love your children, as soon as you don't see them in sight, everybody's looking for them with such, like, they're so frantic. How much love and how much gratitude we should have when we look of Our Lady, of all that she has done for us, her fiat, her yes, at the very beginning, at the Annunciation, the church teaches us at the foot of the cross, she continues and says her yes every day, and we have to imitate that. Her sorrow should produce in your heart more love. St. John Paul II said that the mystery of suffering only provokes more love. And we will never understand all the sufferings we have to go through and what we are going to go through. But we only have one life, to live this life in real love, united to the passion of our Lord. Let us humbly put ourselves before our Lord and our Lady today, asking her, please, Blessed Mother, give me the same love you have for Jesus. Her only commandment, do whatever he tells you. You hear that? Do whatever he tells you. This is the only commandment recorded of Our Lady that we have seen written in Scripture. She knows. In Spanish, we have the saying, Mama manda. Now you understand? In the house, the mother is like the heart of the home. She is the one who leads, too. With her husband, of course, but she, in her tenderness, in the little details of life, of ordinary life, can make that extraordinary. So that this world that is hungry for God, even though they're unaware of it, this will compel us, will urge us to carry our crosses. To carry our crosses. This is the last commandment the Lord left, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. What more do you want? Our Lady can ask you. What more do you want of me? What more do you want? My son has given you his life. Will you still persist in your sins? So, today is also a day of consoling the heart of Mary. As little Francisco, Saint Francisco of Fatima, which we have just celebrated the centennial year, I have greater devotion to him each time I read how much this little boy, he found his own vocation, his goal in his life, this boy who died at 10 years of age. He understood, as Our Lady showed him, the gravity of our sins. And he said, I want to console God and to console Our Lady. And there was no little or too big of a sacrifice for him to do. He just wanted to console their hearts. He felt so much pain to see that it was his sins. He said, my sins that probably made God sad. And he couldn't bear to see the tears of Our Lady as they rolled down her cheeks, because she said that there are souls that are going to hell like snowflakes. So as we end this meditation, think of Mary, the maternity of Mary. This was the last gift Jesus gave from the cross, his mother. Woman, behold your son. Then he said to the disciple, behold your mother. And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. This is our mission. Our families here, members of the home of the mother, we must take Our Lady into our home, into our hearts, united to Jesus in the Eucharist, our Eucharistic life. Mary is the Eucharistic woman. And we must delve in and contemplate that. Am I truly, truly living out my mission? What are you going to do today? As Our Lady asks you, do you understand your mission? That you are here to serve. You are here to imitate Jesus, to imitate Our Lady, and giving your life for others. Unless the grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it will not produce eternal fruit. We must die, we must serve, we must give everything. Take out whatever is impeding you from uniting yourself to God. Ask Our Lady. She was going to do that miracle for us. She's our mother. Say, today I want to have that definitive conversion of love for you. Increase my love, Blessed Mother. Increase my love. Help me to have a pure heart. Help me to be holy. Help me to do what God is asking me to do, to convert, to conform my will with His will, to give my life for you. So we ask our Blessed Mother, Our Lady of Sorrows today, as we contemplate her Immaculate Heart, help me to love you, that my heart may burn like St. John, that you may live in my home, in my heart, in my soul, that with my spouse, we can bring our children to heaven. Because we are worth the blood of Christ. This is not an encounter of just emotions or sentiments, but of true conversion. We ask all these graces through the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Amen.